presented by XFL2K.com. With your host, Tron Hawkins.
Welcome to This is XFL Podcast. I'm your host, Tron Hawkins. Happy 2019. We're getting there. We're getting close to 2020. We're a year, 13 months, actually 13 months to the day away from the XFL kicking off. And I know everybody's excited. You don't get many chances to make a second first impression. When the XFL kicked off for the first time in 2001, everybody was excited for it. And then the games started. And the first game, Outlaws blew out the New Jersey, New York Hitmen. When New Jersey Hitmen. And everybody was like, oh, it's just regular football. So you don't get many chances to get a redo. And that's what this XFL 2020 is. It is a redo. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about what I would do week one. What cities would I put against each other week one? What time slots I'd put them in to make a good first impression? I know everybody's excited for the XFL. I'm excited. Y'all don't know what's going to happen. Neither do we. We're kind of just waiting for news. We're just kind of sitting here waiting for coaches, waiting for team names, waiting for logos, waiting for a TV deal. It's just a whole lot of waiting. And so, you know, stuff like this is kind of fun to think about. What would you do? What would you do if you was in charge of making the schedule? What games would you want to happen week one? So, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about what cities I want to play each other. You know, it's kind of hard not knowing team names or anything, just cities, but I have some reasoning behind each one of these, so I think it's going to be great. So let's talk about it. The first game I would do is, you want to make a good first impression, and what better way than to show MetLife Stadium semi-full? You know, I don't think they're going to sell out MetLife, and I know a lot of people probably don't think so either. They want to get 20,000, but it's still the biggest stadium in the XFL, so why not put it on first? First game I would do, 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock Saturday, February 8th, 2020, I would do Washington at New York. One, it's a division game. Two, they're not far away from each other. And three, there's already a building rivalry with the Giants and Redskins. I know the XFL is its own league, but you got to keep some rivalries on the old, you know, NFL. So what better way than Washington, New York? They're right up from the road from each other. They're going to be rivals in the same Eastern Division. Might as well have a division game and kick it off at MetLife. It's the biggest stadium you have. It's where you announce the cities at. So what? I mean, wouldn't you kick it off in New York? Say, look, we're all the XFL. This is the world's largest city. Let's get it started. Washington at New York. Perfect first game. You know, it's going to be interesting to see these rivalries kind of build over the years. Hopefully over the years. Hopefully XFL lasts long enough to have rivalries. That would be the first game I did. Have hopefully 20, 30,000 fans in MetLife to get it just cranked up and get it going and say, look, world, we are the XFL. We're here. We're ready to go. Let's get it started and with a division matchup. The next game, Saturday night in prime time, 8 o'clock. Let's get it started. The LA team at St. Louis. Talking about wanting to make a first impression. Let St. Louis show the NFL and show the football world we deserve a pro team. Pack it out. Pack out the dome and pack it out against the city that stole your NFL team. I mean, it writes itself. I know this would be no gimmicks football, but what a storyline leading into the first week of the XFL. LA, St. Louis. You know, can you imagine that dome being full? People in St. Louis miss football. Do I think they can get 20 to 40,000 people in there? Yeah, I do. I think they could get 20 to 40,000 in there. And I think it would be easy to do. Because they miss football. And they want to show NFL what they're missing. And show the world, hey, here we are. We want an expensive team at some point. Not saying the XFL team ain't good enough, because it is. And at least XFL took a chance on them. But show it primetime. Fill up the dome, have LA come there, billion rivalry. I've seen people on Twitter and Facebook calling for that game to be week one. Do it. Call it for week one. There's two games that people have been calling for week one, and the other one will be the other primetime game, which I will get to in a second. Sunday, February 9th, 2020, Tampa at Seattle. And I see a lot of people worried, like a USF expert, saying that they don't see XFL succeeding in Tampa. you know, Tampa barely comes out for the Buccaneers. Them and Seattle was like the two cities where I was like, oh, the XFL's going to have teams there. Well, that's weird. Like, Tampa and Seattle wasn't even really discussed a lot on the build-up to what cities would be in the XFL. So, I know this is kind of a left-field game, but just send Tampa out to Seattle. It'd be a 1 o'clock start time out there, 4 o'clock here in the East. Have that be the game. Have, you know, 20, 30,000 loud Seattle fans come out and rock the place like they do for the Seahawks. Do I see Tampa seceding in XFL? I don't know. It's really cool who they get as their players. You know, who, if they can get a Tebow or a Florida boy, somebody they can get behind, then maybe. But it's kind of hard to say. Because, you know, Florida's a hotbed for football, but Miami is, and places like that, not so much Tampa. You know, Miami, the state as a whole is, like high school. But pro has always been kind of anti. I mean, Tampa Bay Lightning's not doing good there. Tampa Bay Bucks ain't really been doing good there. So, I don't know. But have them go out to Seattle week one. Don't show a half-empty, you know, Raymond James Stadium. Show a rocking CenturyLink Field. That's what I would do. That's a good way to get started, at least. The last game I would do would be a Sunday night game. I would show off Houston at Dallas. The reason why I would do Houston at Dallas is two things. One, it's Texas. It's a division game. They're going to be rivals. A lot of people on social media is like, what's do Houston against? What's do Houston against Dallas? Week one. Two, you can show off Dallas's new stadium. That Rangers Field is getting converted into a football field. It's going to be insane to look at. I think it's the coolest stadium in the XFL by far. Texas loves their football. This is going to be the most likely stadium to be packed out week one, no doubt. It can fit about 25,000 people. I can see it doing that. I would have them do the 8 o'clock game on that Sunday. Let's do Houston against Dallas. You know, so I think they should do this schedule 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, Saturday and Sundays. Get time to get them home from church in the mornings. Don't start right at 1. Give them the good time to get home, get some food ready, sit down, enjoy some football. Let's style more ball. Let's do 4 or 8 o'clock. I think 4 and 8 o'clock would be perfect. I think that's what they should do. You know, that's how I do week one. I'll do Washington at New York at 4 o'clock, LA at St. Louis at 8 p.m. that Saturday. Sunday, I do Tampa at Seattle and Houston at Dallas, 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. So that's what I'll do week one. So I've been working on getting some questions in from my podcast fans. And I figured now would be a good time to go over it. I'd go over a couple questions. So the first question was, it was on Facebook from a gentleman. Do you think the XFL should get 2K to make their video game? Here's my answer. Why not? 2K already has WWE, so there's that tie-in right there. They already make, the number one basketball game there is. So there's that. The only thing that they don't make the number one thing in sports is football. And NFL and Madden has this monopoly going on. I don't know how they get away with it. But they have this monopoly going on where only they can make pro football games, make NFL games. NFL style kind of go towards video game style. It's going to be all offense, no defense. I mean, that's going to be some defense. I don't want to say that. But it's going to be all offense. You know, less style, more ball. Imagine how many games you could probably play. If they did I don't want to say like a blitz version of Madden. But if they could do like a zoomed up version of Madden and make it more, not cartoony, but make it just more fun. They could make it more fun and make it where, you know, there's the running clock. That, you know, there's the real rules of the XFL in the game. I think it'd be fun. I think they should do it. I wouldn't do it year one. Arena Football had a video game. I mean, that's really all you need to know about that. But they could make it more like NFL Street kind of game. I think it'd be fun. Not even saying be cartoony or nothing, but make it high, you know, fast paced and fun and easy just to pick up and play a game with your buddies. No multiple button combinations. Make it simple. Make it more like Tecmo, but in today's day and age. Do I think they will? Possibly if they last long enough. You know, if they see it as a revenue maker, they can see it as a money maker, then yes, they will. Another question I got off Facebook was, do you think the XFL library will go to the NFL, WWE Network? That's an interesting question because, when this first started, even though Vince said that they're going to keep them separated, I thought, well, why don't they put some XFL games on the network? However, when I thought about it, I think they will keep them separate. I don't think that they're going to do XFL on the network. I don't think they're going to put the old games on the network. They want to distance this XFL from the old XFL. So I don't think they're going to do anything together. Now, there was a report on XFL2K.com that the guy that does the marketing for New York, did the marketing for the WrestleMania video, the same images and stuff can be seen on the New York XFL video. So they might be some crossover when it comes to employees, even though Vince said they wouldn't be. So that's something to keep in mind. I don't think they'll be on the network. I don't see it being on the network. I don't even think that's even been thought about. So no. Somebody else asked me on Twitter, what network do I see the XFL going to? It's a toss-up between two to me. It's either going to be NBC or Fox. CBS always got Alliance on there, so that's out. ABC is owned by ESPN. I don't think ESPN is going to want to touch this. ABC owns ESPN, so I don't see either of them being in touch. So there's two things to look at. NBC's already been in bed with XFL. They've already done this before. To me, NBC is the number one sports channel. I love NBC Sports. I love Pro Football Talk. Pro Football Talk has already been talking about the XFL. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. I don't think it's a coincidence at all. So that's why I think NBC is the leading thing. Because Pro Football Talk is an NBC show. I know it's Pro Football Talk and XFL is a pro league. I see it going to be NBC. Now, if it's not NBC, though, I see Fox or Fox Sports 1 coming together and them doing some games on Fox, some game on Fox Sports 1. I see NBC doing the same thing with NBC and NBC Sports. So there's that. But I think it's going to be NBC. It's possible it's Fox and Fox Sports 1. I mean, it would make sense, especially if they just all lost UFC and that SmackDown's going to Fox, but WWE also has agreement with NBC, like NBC Universal and stuff like that. So I think it'd be one of those two, but NBC to me is a front runner. On Twitter a few days ago, I posted after the This Is the XFL show, episode 50 came out, what's the big deal, that I was the first one to suggest that that two of the coaches, Byron Leftwich, and I forgot who the other one was my suggestions. Now, I realize it's a free country, and I realize that I implied that they stole them. It wasn't that I implied that they stole them. Mike Mitchell from the XFL board did suggest Byron Leftwich. The other one was Steve Sarkisian. That was the other one. He did do that on his article. I didn't give him credit for it, I don't think, so I apologize. I do give Mike credit. Mike is amazing. Go check out his board. But I wasn't implying that this XFL show stole my ideas. I was just saying I came up with it first. I don't make just one show a week. I try not to. I try to come out as many shows as possible. I was just stating that. So if I many may mad or it caused a big uproar on my Twitter account, I just want to apologize for that. It wasn't how I meant. It was marketing. I was trying to get my podcast out there and say, hey, I'm better. Because it don't matter if you think I'm better or they think they're better. If you don't think you're the best at what you do, then there's no sense in doing it. So, they probably have like a studio or they have Skype where they talk to each other and they get field passes and they get to go to the, announcements and stuff like that. I'm just a guy in his living room on his phone and headphones in Georgia making a podcast and getting a shitload of views while doing it. So there's that. I'm not even in competition with anybody. I do my own thing. Me and XFL2K.com is working together. Go check out his website. It's amazing. Go check out the YouTube page. Subscribe on YouTube to the channel to see my my podcast in video form. Another question was, is your podcast on Apple? Yes, it's on Apple Podcasts. It's on iTunes. It's on Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Anchor. Let's see what else is on. Spotify. It's on all those. So go check me out. I appreciate all the support. If y'all have any questions y'all want me to answer on the show, leave me a message on my Facebook page at XFL Podcast or at Twitter at XFL Podcast. Give me some reviews on Apple and Google and all the wherever you can get podcasts at. Subscribe and just support the show because I'm not doing this for money. I'm in this for the love of the game, for the love of the XFL. And I appreciate everybody listening. Again, check me out on all my social media. The next episode is going to be called O Canada. I'm going to talk about three Canadian League quarterbacks that I think could come to the XFL. It's realistic. At least three could come. So I'll be talking about them. So check me out. I'll be recording that the next few days, and we will have it out soon. Thank you and good night. Happy New Year. And thanks for the support. Again, check out XFL2K.com. Check out XFLboard.com. And follow me at XFL Podcast on Twitter and on Facebook. Good night.